Cieśia.
Give thanks and praise. Le soleil se lève, toi tu dors. Emporté par la haine et l'épée. On dit que t'es bête et tu le sais. Tu as vendu Marcus Garvey pour du riz. C'est cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter. C'est cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter. C'est cette chanson qui va te faire changer. Cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette chanson qui va te révolter. Cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter. Le soleil se lève, toi tu dors. Emporté par la haine et l'épée. On dit que t'es bête et tu le sais. Tu as vendu Marcus Garvey pour du riz. C'est cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter. Cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter. Chanson qui va te faire changer, yeah. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter. C'est cette chanson qui va te faire changer. C'est cette musique qui va te révolter.
Lento on your radio. It is this week's edition of Shockwave, our weekly podcast, which is an extension of our weekly blog that you can find at cultureshock.com/blog. You can find the blog there every week. You can also find all the episodes of our podcasts and daily news on music and extreme sports. Welcome to the program. This program is dedicated to the motherland called Africa. It was inspired by our annual Afro Roots Festival we do in Miami, and we kicked it off with one of the artists that really inspired this program too. His name is Ja Light, somebody that has been in this business for over 25 years, and he's got a brand new album out called Almighty Zion Keepers. It's his first album. And he's been in the business for 25 years. He's been working with other people. So in this case, he has gone out and solo, and you can hear the experience and the maturity in this album from him. And we just heard a song called Chate Chanson. I don't speak French too well, but he is from the rich, talented area of the Ivory Coast of Africa, which we have found to be one of the strongest areas for Africa to produce some of the most successful reggae artists out of that area. And of course, we are going to touch one that is probably one of the, if not the most famous from out of the Ivory Coast, and that is Mr. Lucky Dube with his song called Jerusalem. On this week's edition of Shockwave, we focus on Afro Reggae this week. Hope you enjoy it.
Shalom, Salam Aleikum. You can see Christians, Jews and Muslims living together and praying, amen. Let's give thanks and praises. Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Jerusalem, here I am.
We'll be right back. me, girl, I look pan. Send me hot like fire, figure cook pan. Send me look like one of our favorite artists, but she can't tell which one. Just holding my corner, smoking on what I wanna.
Yeah.
In comes Sister Lana.
She's been looking for me
since I left Ghana. She said she want some more of the loving. Shorty can't get enough of it, no. Can I say me are the realest Ross? Up to the time me, I kill them fast. Make y'all a wonder who are this Ross? Who are this Ross?
Who are this Ross?
Yeah. She love the Natty J. Can you say she love the Natty J? She love the Natty J, yeah. Shorty say she love the Rasta man.
She loved the Natty Dread on Shockwave.
Dread, yeah.
And of course, your host, Lanzo, on the radio is a Natty Dread as well. Coming out of one of my favorite countries, out of Africa, and putting out some good music. And there's a very heavy Rasta Jamaican reggae vibe there is Ghana. That is Samini, and probably one of the truest reggae artists in Africa, because a lot of them mix with Afrobeats, dancehall, and maybe even world music. But Samini has a great album out, which we featured. That is one of the songs on his latest album. And he is also formerly known as Batman Samini. I think I like just the Samini alone. He's very melodious. You know, he does mix in a little bit of high life and hip-hop, but I really feel like he's one of the truest outside of those ones from Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast just seems to be the place in Africa that is produced, as we heard earlier, Mr. Alpha Blondy, who's one of Africa's most successful reggae artists. And we heard Jerusalem, which is one of my favorite songs from him. So anyway, as we continue to move on, our next artist is called Milz, M-I-L-Z. And the song is titled, Who Is to Blame? He's from out of Zambia, and he's referred to as the teacher. On this week's edition of Shockwave, we're calling it Afro Reggae. Hope you enjoy it. Lanzo's at the control every week on Shockwave.
Just on the front page, read all about it. Another youth man dead when he ma go out to play. Gunshots are blazing in a me compound. Bad man and murderers are walk scot free. While the innocent and the poor languishing in a jail. Genocide and ritual cleansing rising again. The governments don't care even when it's happening again. Because they know that them in a comfort. Who is to blame? The world's in a mess, I wanna know. Hey. Who is to blame? The world is in a mess, I wanna know. I
belong to in a this year time. Congo DR, refugee crisis. In a me backyard, corruption as well. Zimba Zimbabwe, headlining. Masai land, in a political violence. A Pyongyang, Washington, them pan a raging weather. As Russia is watching the episode unfold. Slave trade, in a this year time. What is happening, my Arabic brother? Who is to blame? The world's in a mess, I wanna know. Hey. Who is to blame? The world is in a mess, I wanna know. Things are vexing, yeah. Who is to blame? The world is in a mess, I wanna know.
Africa. Chuluni Njele, Chuluni Njele, Fanganda.
Culture Shock.
And just be yourself now. A band originally from Nigeria, where they were born, formed the band in France. So I guess it was actually the lead singer was born in Nigeria and formed the band in France. It's a band of reggae and world music where the saxophone is used as the bass instrument. It's very similar to a tuba and very popular in New Orleans. And I really like that tune. And obviously speaking in French. As we continue on this week's edition of Shockwave Lanso on your radio, we call in this one Afro Reggae, showing some of our favorite reggae artists from Africa. And a lot of stuff that's called reggae coming out of Africa, in my opinion, isn't even reggae. Some of it is closer to dancehall and more Afro beats and seems to be a combination of the two. So I'm just trying to express and show the real reggae music out of Africa. Obviously, some of it has some influences outside of reggae, but of course that's going to come from a place that speaks probably over 100 different languages with the different tribes and everything that are there. But as we spoke, there are definitely a couple hot spots for reggae music in Africa. We're going to highlight South Africa. We've got two bands coming from South Africa, two artists, or however you want to put it. Ghana, Uganda, Kenya, and of course, I think the hottest spot in Africa for reggae music is Ivory Coast, because our next artist is another one from there, and he's definitely become a lot more popular internationally in the last decade. His name is Tekin Jah Fakoly, and he does music that is to wake up the consciousness and speaks about the many injustices done to the people, especially of those in Africans, and has incited and a call for Pan-Africanism and Afro-economical, political, and cultural resurgence. So he has attracted a deep affinity with his listeners and his fans and followers who are very into what he is speaking about for his oppressed people. Now, this has definitely made him a very popular artist. He's even spoken out against some of the political positioning parties, and he would even criticized in Senegal the president Abdoulaye Wade, and it was decided in 2007 that he was declared persona non grata. That means he wasn't welcome there anymore. He's had received death threats, and you know, he's definitely been one that has spoken out. So anyway, this is probably my favorite song off of his latest album. I don't know how to pronounce it. Pousse Lemon de Poussas. I'm not sure. I don't speak French. I apologize. I do speak some Spanish. So, but anyway, this one called We Love Africa. On this week's edition of Shockwave, we're calling it Afro Roots Reggae. Afro Reggae. I'm Lance O. Hope you enjoy. Because we all love Africa, the motherland.
We love Africa. We love Africa. We love. We say we love Africa. We love Africa, we love. We are African, proud to be African. And we are black men, proud to be black men. When I wake up in the morning and I see the sun shining, I say thank you, granddaddy, cause you made me African. We love Africa, we love Africa, we love. They say we love Africa, we love Africa, we love. We have been slaves for 400 years. When colonization came, it came to the black men. When I wake up in the morning and I see the sun shining, thank you, granddaddy, but we are still fighting. We love Africa, we love Africa, we love. We say we love Africa, we love Africa, we Farafina kadanye, wo kadanye.
deliver Africa. Sanji bena Africa. Koko chifana me Africa. Anga barake Africa. We are so strong, cause we are proud to be black men. When I wake up in the morning and I see the sun shining, I say thank you, granddaddy, cause you made me African.
I go to mango tree, love my mango seeds, smiling every day, special all the way, sha-la-la. Mango tree, sing my world so free, smiling all the way, special every day. You make me cool in your shadows, through the breeze of the winds, your leaves whistling in my ears, singing me the songs of love. You protect me, stand firm for me, through the rings of time we hold, through the waves of space we sail, sha-la-la-la-la. I got a mango tree, love my mango seed, smiling every day, special all the way, sha-la-la-la-la. And I'm a mango tree, sing my world so free, smiling all the way, special every day. In their darkness I will hold you, reflecting the inner light, reflecting the inner sight, yeah, yeah, yeah. Many children I will give to you, reflecting our inner light, reflecting our inner sight, sha-la-la-la-la. I got a mango tree, love my mango seed, smiling every day, special all the way, sha-la-la-la-la. And I'm a mango tree, sing my world so free, smiling all the way, special every day,
sha-la-la-la-la.
Sometimes you seem far away, but I know you're here with me when I look in your eyes. You make me smile, the things you do, sha-la-la-la-la. Got a mango tree, love my mango seed, smiling every day, special all the way, sha-la-la-la-la. I'm a mango tree, sing my world so free, smiling all the way, special every day. You make me cool in your shadows, through the breeze of the winds, your leaves whistling in my ears, singing me the songs of love. You protect me, found for me, through the rings of time we hold, through the waves of space we sail,
sha-la-la-la-la.
I got a mango tree, love my mango seed, smiling every day, special all the way, sha-la-la-la-la. And I'm a mango tree, sing my world so free, smiling all the way, special.
An official singer-songwriter, and of course, a lyrical being from out of Kenya. It is Neo Roots meeting sweet mellow mixes of reggae rhythms with a twist of jazz and soul. Her name is, and I love the name too, Nyel Data. And love is the only gospel to preach. And she says, Akibulan to the world. I love it. She got a good vibe too. Actually talked to her once or twice, and boy, She got a real good vibe, real good outlook on life and things. I tell you, enough love, enough respect to Nile Data. And now we're going to head into South Africa's best-selling reggae artist and definitely one of Africa's, especially in the genre of reggae. He was a prisoner of his own country, 22 albums in a 25-year period. He did it in Zulu, English, and Afrikaans. Of course, it is the legendary Mr. Lucky Dube, and he was murdered in Johannesburg on the evening of October 18th, 2007, title track to his album called Prisoner. It is Afro Roots Reggae, our special edition of African Reggae on Shockwave.
You and I,
Kimeza. A great song called Rugori Rivera. He's a professional drummer player, and of course, he's one of the biggest reggae pioneers in Rwanda, where he started his reggae classes all across the country. And he is one of the founders of Les Eight Anges and Holy Jaw Doves. Of course, he is the one that also co-produced and sings on this song. I'll tell you, I've never heard another reggae artist from Rwanda, but it sounds like he's definitely trying to keep the vibe there alive by spreading the vibe and the message across Rwanda. Big up to yourself, Brejin. We heard from out of Kenya, Niall Data. Well, here's another Data, and this is a song I absolutely love. Can't stop playing this one. Her name is Kara Farrell. Her song is called Over and Over, and this is one of those ones I just like to do like the song says, Over and Over. It's a romantic song. She's, you know, an international recording and performing artist and music entrepreneur, also very much an activist, creative, and just love the vibe of this girl. You know, I listened to her music, but I couldn't find, there's definitely other good stuff, but nothing on this level on this week's edition of Shockwave. Lanzo's on your radio. We're calling it Afro Reggae, the roots reggae music of the motherland, Africa. Shockwave, baby. Yeah, sing for us now, Kara. Listen, man.
Do to me, depend on a Johnny Panda. is who I'm talking about. Gave shorty my all and got my heart stomped out. After she did me dirty, you were that little birdie whispering in my ear, reminding me she wasn't worthy. Took it upon you just to dip in my honor. Offered to get your homegirl to go and put it on her. You were always watching from the wings as I went through my drama. Gave your shoulder to lean on. You would tell me don't trip, shorty gon' get her karma. Now it's time to move on. Why's it always so hard to break away? Always thinking I'll never find someone to take her place. And right in front of my face, it was you all the time. And now it's you. You got me falling in love again.
Oh my, again.
Who knew that I'd fall in love with my friend?
Oh my, again.
Caught me slipping. Oh my God. Now it's you. Got my heart. You.
It's not a sin, I beg you, baby, let it flow. And I give it to you right till you ball up him home. Bring up me salad, let me pick up alone. Sweet and loving, come straight to your door. I don't waste no time, baby, come to my show. Original style with a rubber duck flow. Woulda fly like a bird and sting like a bee. Swim over the ocean, climb the highest tree. I never coulda find another girl like she. Look how she dress in a culture dress. I love how she give me love, not a stress. The way that she make me feel jobless. I never could have seen myself with another one. And this is some things girls can't understand. Tickets for two trips to South Sudan. Chill by the Nile, listen to the Ruka band.
You got me falling in love again.
Oh my, yeah, yeah.
Who knew that I'd fall in love with a friend?
Oh my, yeah, yeah.
Caught me slipping off my guard. Now female friend, never knew that you was hiding all that loving. To my surprise, took off and back in clothes. Can't believe my eyes, you had a frame like, whoa. Damn, girl, you're sexy and your style so fly. Got a brother thinking about you day and night. Sometimes it tripped me up, getting with my homie. But that goes out the window, so now she put it on me.
You
were always known as that chick who was cool from around my way.
Couldn't really see you.
Now your swag is so sick and you're stealing my heart away.
It's Shockwave, you got me falling in love again, and I definitely feel that way about this song. From Dynamic. Born in the country of Kenya in a refugee camp, ended up going to the northeast African country of Sudan. That's where he resides now. And that song features Crown. Don't really know much about Crown, but I'll tell you, Dynamic, you know, fleeing because of the civil war and in his native Sudan. That's why he ended up in a refugee camp in Kenya. I mean, it's kind of like man's been through some troubled times, but glad to see he's doing his thing. We continue. One of the hot spots for us again is Uganda. Here's a song we really like called Monica, and the artist is named Yami J. Has a wide range of vocal ability, and he keeps learning different styles to add to his repertoire. But this is one of our favorites inside Afro Reggae, roots reggae from the motherland of Africa. It's your weekly podcast courtesy of Culture Shock, available at cultureshock.com/blog. And then this is Shockwave.
HDR Records.
Sweet Monica, yeah, your boy, yeah, me, yeah, me come again. The how are you doing, Monica? The let me hope you are doing so fine. The yo manyaka simu kange Monica bula. Kat out of the puruka. Diva di Monica, you wanna just to check you. I wanna let you that you Monica.
Sansuli. Ja is love. No, I'm gonna love that song. especially yo, Jah is love, Jah is light. Undoubtedly one of the major African reggae artists based in Europe. He's in Italy. His career began in 1995, of course, in the motherland, his motherland of Senegal, where he soon reached great heights of popularity with his band, John B, achieving unprecedented sales among the Senegalese hip-hop movement. His talent and his live shows are very impressive, whether with a band or sound system. And I understand he doesn't perform that much. So if you do get a chance to see him, make sure you do go out. As an artist, he stands as a true international ambassador of Senegalese reggae, with his songs written in English, French, and his native language of Wolof. He carries his culture, warmth, and positivity through his music, which you can definitely hear. Also, while doing that, as a humanist and universalist philosopher. So that is Sun Suli, Jah is Love. Now we're going to take you into a song that is not that new, but is something I recently found, but it's not very old either. It's a couple years old. He is one of Malawi's legendary artists. He does more of an acoustic style, and it almost feels more a cappella, but this particular track is definitely has a light reggae, and it's just got a very soulful sound. I don't really understand anything they're saying, but this is Giddy's Chamalanda. And it's called, the song is called Lenny Who. I guess it's about a person, but it's a great song. I hope you enjoy it. We're almost done with this episode of Shockwave. They just always seem to go so fast, at least for me. I hope you enjoy it, because I definitely enjoy bringing it to you. Remember, Culture Shock for your home for reggae music. We have a 24-hour commercial-free radio station. We have a brand. We are a DJ and MC. Obviously, we do radio and do programming and stuff. We do a lot. Just go check our website, cultureshock.com, so you see everything we do. It's Shockwave, your home for reggae music.
Line ho, uyu line lero mwana mene, mwana wanzeru. Kukacha mama wa amatengaza je, kusesa bakomo pama iwa je. Kukacha mama early morning, amatengaza je, kusesa bakomo pama iwa je. Magolo ali, magolo ali ne, amuya mikira. Akudiri nerero mana mene, mana wanzero. Magolo ali, magolo ali ne, amuya mikira. Akudiri nerero mana mene, mana wanzero. Line, 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 uyu line nerero mana mene, mana wanzero.
The idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons will live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea for which I hope to live.
Mas a baiana me vaiou.
Eu disse que vim do Senegal, montado num cavalo de pau. Baiana me desmontou.
Olha que meu queixo pro tutu. Baiana, deixa disso, vou reclamar pro bispo dito. Olha que meu queixo pro tutu.
Baiana, deixa disso, vou reclamar pro bispo Dito.
Manda ela vir, manda ela aqui, manda ela cá.
Manda ela vir, manda ela aqui, manda ela cá.
Mas ela me achou imaturo, mandou pra Porto Seguro e agora tô indo.
Eu disse que vim do Cabo Verde, mas ela me achou puta, neguinho imaturo, mandou pra Porto Seguro. Asseguro que tô indo a pé. Manda ela vir, manda ela aqui, manda ela cá.
Manda ela vir, manda ela aqui, manda ela cá.
It's Shockwave, it's Afro reggae, Afro roots reggae from the motherland of Africa. And I tell you, that is a very impressive band. Something I'm very excited about. I just learned this, that this band is called Young Mbazo from South Africa on that. There's two Brazilian artists. The song is called Young Mandela. That was the Mandela speech in the beginning. And they are the children of Ladysmith Black Mbazo. I just learned that. And it's amazing because you can kind of hear it. Obviously, there's a little more energy going on, but wow, it's very, that's so great that Ladysmith Black Mbazo has their kids doing the music as well and keeping the strength of African music and reggae music on top of that alive. All right, so we're going to leave you with one more. And this one is another one that comes from Uganda. He's Uganda's youngest dancehall and reggae star, influenced by Lucky Dube and Bob Marley, and says reggae will never die. This is more of a dancehall tune called Empalampalampa. I get a kick out of this one. His name is Rachel M. out of Uganda. And our last featured song for this week's edition of Shockwave, it's a special edition called Afro Reggae, roots rock and reggae music from the motherland of Africa. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Lance O. For more, check out cultureshock.com.
Chosen one, in a di dance hall, I'm number one. Kini ya sigi, man is sigi. No dance hall, I'm palampalampa, pampalampa. Radio M, I'm palampalampa, pampalampa. Artists, you call up your underage, yeah, underage. Let you go and in a city. Katieyo, wowa, mumulira mutieyo, munyumi kweyo. Kumatama, bagamba bino sinze mikola. Masaka chakata bulichilo.
Ovano,
Mudo,
Avale Mele, Catimaris,
Mudo,
Dan Solo, Palampa, Lampa, Pampa, Lampa, Region M, Palampa, Lampa, Pampa, Lampa,
Anti Sicola, Via Anna Edi,
Via Anna Edi,
Lenti Guanina, Sicadi,
Sila, Sicesi.
Hey,
go to your shop.